Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello and happy December, everyone. It is in full swing.
It's official.
It is
holiday
way official.
Month.
That is right.
So get your holiday on.
You tell them, Miss Kitty
you
Wagner,
get out
the
there
Blue
and get
Star,
your holiday on.
Located in downtown Vero, where we're going to be having our annual Idea Garden Planet Vero Christmas party at your gorgeous establishment.
That's going to be so much fun.
I love your venue for a number of reasons.
Tell me why.
Well, at a party like this, you know, and folks still have opportunities to potentially reserve space, maybe not for a holiday party, but for any type of anniversary party or rehearsal dinner, reception, that sort of thing.
Celebrations.
Yeah, celebrations. You have great space, right? Like, no one's on top of each other. Like they.
So true.
It is such a
so
nice.
So true.
I love the design of it. I love that it always feels warm, cozy, and inviting.
Thank you.
But more importantly, like,
it's comfortable
space. Yeah.
It's comfortable. Yeah.
And so we'll be having some fun there. And
yep.
If folks are looking at, you know, getting something special for that person that has everything, the gift of a delicious dinner at the Blue Star is never underrated.
Absolutely. People love gift certificates. And I mean, who doesn't like getting a night out on your friends?
Hello.
So much fun.
I'll take two bottles, please, of this delicious Pinot Grigio that you brought today for our wine of the week.
Yeah, it's a Pinot Grigio from Alto Adige, which is northern Italy. It's got a nice limestone element to it. It's by a company called Alouade Legator. And it's really just a beautiful, crisp, minerally Pinot Grigio.
It really is. And what would you say this would pair well with this week at the Blue Star?
The holidays.
Just keep sipping. Just keep sipping.
Everything.
Gotta love that, Kitty. Now, we have in the studio some incredibly handsome men that...
Yes, we do.
Right? Kitty's in particular very partial to one. Mr. Bruce Jackson of the Sail Moonraker. Welcome to the broadcast, my dear.
It's great to be here.
And alongside him, we have Mr. Brian Cunningham. He's co-owner of Vero Marine Center and one of the organizers for the annual boat parade that is countdown 10 days out.
Coming on quick.
Oh, my goodness.
Going to have to be here before you know it.
Well, and I thought that this would be really fun to have everybody together because the boat parade really adds a little something to the holiday season that you don't get from our annual Christmas parade, which just transpired alongside Ocean Drive, compliments of the Oceanside Business Association, where I had the honor of riding in the Centennial Chamber car, this gorgeous little Cutlass that they put me in. And that was way fun. But that's all by land. This is by water.
This is a completely different thing and really a great way to get in the holiday spirit. Parade's been going on in town now for right about 30 years.
Oh, look at that. And have you been part of it from the beginning?
For about the first 15, then was out and then am back in again now.
Came back in
last year and we had a great year last year, a record year. We had 24 boats.
Wonderful.
Which was the biggest one yet. And we're looking to do a little better than that this year.
We're shooting for 30, right?
You got it.
I like it.
And
or more.
This year
or
is
more.
The,
yeah?
Yeah.
And this year is the double effect because it's not only the Christmas boat parade, but it's the centennial Christmas boat parade. So two reasons to be involved.
Two reasons to really celebrate and don that 100. And of course, I won't judge what's in your cup while you are sitting and spectating from the many different vantage points. Brian, can you share with our listeners where you would suggest folks to plan to spectate?
We have so many good venues to spectate from this year that we was kind of a challenge last year, but we've resolved them this year. Now we've got the Live Like Coal Fishing Pier over on the east side of the river.
Which looks amazing.
They've done a fantastic job. Nice job.
And lots of parking over there, too, so that makes it
excellent
easy.
Excellent parking.
Yep.
Young's Park, also great parking and a great venue. end of Royal Palm Point, the fishing pier that was destroyed in Matthew is now put back together and as big and safe as ever.
Oh, nice.
And
so,
will
that
be
that.
Where we
That's
are
great.
Emceeing the parade?
That's where you're going to be. Yeah, you
okay.
need to get familiar with that location.
Excellent. So, if you're looking for me, folks, I'll be the one in the tiara.
She wears it well.
So, of course, the catwalk under the North Bridge, under the Barber Bridge, Riverside Cafe area.
Oh, yeah.
All along Riverside Park, Memorial Island. We're going to take the group into Quail Valley, so anywhere along the water's edge there.
Uh-huh.
And last year, the members at Quail were turned out in full force, and they're actually going to be one of our sponsors again this year.
Oh, how appropriate.
So our captain's meeting for those who are participating in the parade. Well, the parade is December 15th on Saturday, and the captain's meeting is Wednesday the 12th at Quail Valley. They've donated their river house, and they did a wonderful job for us last year, and we're happy to have them back on board this year.
Of course. And with the Sail Moonraker, which is this gorgeous catamaran, I do believe, Mr. Bruce Jackson, you've won a couple accolades from the parade.
Yeah, I actually got Kitty Wagner out one year, and we did win that year.
What?
And,
it was so much
it
fun.
Right?
We had lights all over that boat. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Now, this is something that you've done in the past. Why do you love to do it? What's fun for it?
Oh, it's just spectacular to be on the water with all the lights, and everybody's doing their boats differently. And
right.
So you're watching, I don't know, how many we had last year?
It was 24 last year, and a lot of hard work. You could tell. It was the best-looking parade we've had yet.
Yeah. So you got 24 boats, and all 24 boats are decorated differently. So it's just, it's a little bit of everything, and it's just unbelievable to see all
and
these boats
the
with the lights on.
And they've got the Christmas music
right,
going.
And the reflection of all
the
lights
awesome.
On the water.
A lot of singing going on.
Well, since we want more boats to participate, and since I'm full of great adjectives and fun to describe any boat that's going by me, what would you suggest folks that are potentially thinking, hey, I could throw our family boat into this or our company-sponsored boat? What would you say is the time commitment? What would you say is just super rewarding, right?
Well, it turns out to be a real family get-together. You get the family together, you decorate the boat together, you get your friends together or family and friends together, and just bring a bunch of lights and things that you get and just start going at it, and it just goes from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that that sounds so spectacular. Now, where does it start?
Right at the Barber Bridge. We're going to assemble to the north in the idle zone there so everybody can mill around and wait. We're going to assemble at 5:30. Then 6 o'clock will be when we proceed south under the bridge. We're going to make a left-hand turn going east back into Quail Valley first, loop back out, then head south just a little bit into the Vero Isles Channel. Then we'll come across the face of Young's Park and all the homes at the end in Vero Isles, come back out past you on Royal Palm Point, back out to the ICW Channel, then back north under the bridge and over to the City Marina where the judge's reviewing stand will be.
Ooh.
So be prepared for the viewing stand.
I see. And what are the categories of the awards?
There's going to be three categories by size. Big boat category, medium size, and the small and paddle craft category. We did have a fair number of paddle boarders.
Oh, that's
fun. Vero Beach Rowing Club was involved.
Yeah.
We had their dragon boat last year, the first time it was in the water.
Ooh.
So the three classes will be by size, but there'll be three prizes, a first, second, and third, and a judge's choice in each category as well.
Can you take a jet ski?
Sure.
Or does that not count as a boat?
No. Hey, if people are paddling paddle boards, I think
right?
a jet ski counts.
We can make that work. Yeah. I would assume so. Bring your toys.
Yeah.
Decorate them in lights.
Go have some fun.
Come have some fun. So what would the time commitment for families be so that they can plan accordingly for that Saturday, December 15th, Brian?
Well, most people will wait until that Saturday to actually do the decorating so weather doesn't take its toll potentially the days before.
Sure.
So usually that afternoon gives you enough time.
Mm-hmm. What time does the boat parade start?
Yeah.
The parade actually gets underway at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so it's dark, which makes lights so
really
much
pop.
Cooler. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then it typically is done around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Earlier than that,
depending
we hope.
On
it depends
how many boats.
The speed of the group.
Yeah.
You know, we have a target speed, and sometimes people are pretty good about maintaining
how
that.
How fast the paddle boarders
not.
Are.
Well,
no, I'm kidding.
if we have a lot of them, they'll have they'll be able to cut some corners.
Oh, okay.
We don't
I like
expect
that.
Them to go the distance.
Yeah, because they don't have to
route.
Be in deep water.
Right. So they'll be able to cut corners. Saturday afternoon is fine. The parade historically had been Friday evening.
Oh.
And I think part of the reason that we had great turnout last year, not only was the weather just spectacular.
Perfect, yeah.
But we moved it to Saturday. So people had all Saturday afternoon instead of rushing home from work and throwing a string of lights on the boat and calling it decorated. People got into it last year. We had, as Kitty said, we had singers. We had people in costume. People really had fun doing it. It's, as I said to begin
people
with, it's
dressed
a great
up
way
like
to get in the spirit.
Oh, that is
it's
just
hilarious. Yeah. Oh, it's so much fun.
I have antlers.
There you go.
Yeah.
You need them.
I'm just saying. I just happen to have some antlers. Every girl
take them
should.
Off the dog and put them on your head.
So then folks can assemble close to the 6 o'clock mark as far as spectating at any of those locations you had described earlier.
You got it.
And probably allocate at least an hour.
We ran to right about 7:30, 7:40 last year by the time everybody got back through the judges' reviewing stand.
Aha.
So if we have more boats, yeah, maybe 8 o'clock is the right number this time around.
Okay, very good.
I hope it is.
I hope it is, too, because it sounds like so much fun. Now, we've intrigued a lot of our listeners. They happen to be watercraft some type owners. How do they enlist? How do they participate,
Well,
Ryan?
There's two ways to do it. The streamlined, simple way is to go. The Marine Industry Association of the Treasure Coast is co-sponsor of all this. They do all three Christmas boat parades on the Treasure Coast, Indian River County, St. Lucie County, as well as Martin County. You go to their website, which is really easy, miatc.com. On that landing page, you'll see a link to connect right to the parade applications. So that's the really easy way to do it. You can do it all right online, sign up. The girls down at MIA keep track of the number and the size of each entry. And then we'll do, this coming week, we'll do a meeting, and then next week another one, just to kind of see where we're all at and see what the entrants look like and figure out how many boats we have in each category. That's the easy way. The hard way is really a little harder for us. If you call Vero Marine Center at 562-7922, we have applications on our counter at the front store, and we can link you over if you need help getting linked to the MIATC. But really easy to join. We've tried to make it as simple as possible, and I think last year that helped as well. Mother Nature was a factor. We were pretty organized on how to get involved, and people had a lot of fun. I'm hoping for, from what I'm hearing so far, it will be a repeat, if not a little better than last year.
Right, with a centennial twist. And is there any cost at all to those who are participating?
Nothing at all, just your time and your energy, and hope everybody has fun doing it, because it really is a blast. As Kitty and Bruce have both said, to be involved, you really feel good.
Absolutely. Well, we are here in the studio talking about December 15th's boat parade that's going to run up and down our waterways. You don't want to miss some of the details and much more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. Amanda Valencia, Tillery, don't go anywhere. For a sensational meal, great wine, or craft cocktail in Vero, look no further than the Blue Star on 14th Avenue in downtown.
Hi, I'm Chef Kitty, and I'd just like to share some of our wonderful fall specials with you. We've got a squash salad going on right now with some red and gold beets, crumbled chèvre, lemon pecan dressing, and arugula that is absolutely dynamite. I also have on my menu Chinese five-spice duck. It's coming with a sweet potato and Brussels sprout hash and a wild blackberry blueberry chutney, which is amazing. And then we've also got our world-famous Jumbo Diver Sea Scallops, which come with a creamy spinach, tomato, and shiitake mushroom orzo. So don't miss it. Join us at the Blue Star.
Open Tuesday through Saturday for your dinner dining needs. Call today for reservation, 772-492-9057. See you at the Blue Star. Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
Central Assembly Music Ministries presents Joy, a Christmas worship experience. December 7th, 8th, and 9th, a free event for the entire family, filled with all the sights and sounds of the Christmas season. Joy, a Christmas worship experience. December 7th, 8th, and 9th. Central Assembly and 4Kids of the Treasure Coast wants to help bring joy to the kids in need with a toy and needs drive. Here's how you can help. Bring one of the designated items or toys from the list found at centralassembly.com to one of the performances of Joy, December 7th through 9th. Your gift will bring joy to a child or family in need. So join us for Joy, a worship experience, December 7th through the 9th. And together, we can bring joy to kids. centralassembly.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
White Glove Moving and Storage, deep and ability movers. White Glove Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back, friends, as we kick off the holiday season here on the Vero Insider with a little centennial twist. Shout out and hats off to the wonderful team members at Caliber Home Loans. They are going to be hosting a soiree next week.
Really?
Thanking all of their wonderful customers and business partners and, of course, helping to raise awareness for their charity of choice. So if you are thinking about home ownership, if you are sick of the rat race of rentals that just keep going higher and higher on a monthly basis.
It's crazy.
Have this consultation with them. You'll be so happy you did. They're right next to Bonefish on Miracle Mile. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Foxy Nails and the Hair Studio of Vero. They offer up great gift certificates, which makes for wonderful stocking stuffers and holiday gifts. And of course, at the Hair Studio and Foxy Nails, they will work hard to make you feel pampered and look your best as you get ready to go to all these wonderful holiday parties, right? Whether it's a fresh cut, color, style, blowout, or just some lash extensions, your nails. I'm sporting my lady luck, which I love. And the boutique at the Hair Studio, you're going to fall in love with. That's where Kitty got her Christmas present this year from me.
Oh, I'm excited.
Right?
Yay.
I know, no sneak peeks. I'm going to make her wait for it, folks. But I mean, just think, while you process, you can shop. That's like what I love.
How great
the idea.
Is that?
Bruce is like mind blown right now. Back mail beach.
That's because he's never sat in a chair for 45 minutes to an hour and a half processing.
Right?
He's like, it's what, like, what do
men
I
get away
do
with like gorgeous, sexy
time.
Gray hair? Women, not so much. Pack mail, there's only 12 shipping days left to make sure that those sentimental gifts, those precious gifts, get to their destination on time intact. It's free pickups and, of course, one-man delivery and assembly services through pack mail. And White Glove Moving and Storage would like to thank all who are participating in our holiday food drive. Next week is the pickup, and we hope to achieve 2,000 pounds of food for the Treasure Coast Food Bank because we want everyone to have a great holiday feast this year. If you know of anyone that's going to be relocating or just need help with the heavy lifting or rearranging during the holiday period because they have friends and family coming in from out of state, mention White Glove. We appreciate the business and the opportunity. I love being gainfully employed, folks. So I really appreciate you mentioning these wonderful sponsors that make our show and broadcast possible each and every week. So in the studio, we have Kitty Wagner, executive chef and owner of the Blue Star, located in downtown Vero, open Tuesdays through Saturdays.
Yes.
Dinner, dining,
live music, and just all kinds of fun.
Delicious.
Yes.
Craft cocktails.
Yes.
Boutique wines, craft beers. I mean, it's all covered.
Just do it. It's going to make you feel better. You come in, we take care of you. We pamper you, and you get to enjoy your life because you work hard. You need to let other people take care of you.
And Kitty recommends the Black Manhattan if you're looking for a craft cocktail.
Goodness, yeah.
Now, her sidekick, Mr. Bruce Jackson of the Sail Moonraker. Of course, Sail Moonraker is a great experience for that person that has everything as well, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. We're running 7 days a week in the afternoon and evening doing sunsets. And it's
up and down the lagoon?
Right.
Sailing.
Right.
Sailing. And you won't actually be in the Christmas boat parade this year because...
We have a charter this year, and we had a charter last year. It's becoming a big charter day for me that people book a year in advance. They want that day. They want to go out on the boat. They want to have cocktails and food and see the parade.
From the water.
Brilliant.
Great tie-in.
Right? It is a nice tie-in. Yep. And so if folks are interested in possibly reserving or checking out the details for Sail Moonraker, how do we do that?
You just give me a call on 772-696-2941 on the phone. You can Google Sail Moonraker. You'll come up with the first five pages will be all about Sail Moonraker. And so you can email, text, or phone.
I can honestly say my husband and I did our wedding cake tasting on the Sail Moonraker. I mean, talk about the most memorable experience. The weather was perfect. It was just outstanding. And we recently at White Glove Moving helped relocate your dad, right?
Yes. And he's in Vero and everything went, smashing. Just unbelievable.
So easy, right? You're busy booking charters. You don't need to be bogged down with moving.
He can't be carrying couches.
Right?
No, it was amazing. Your employees are just unbelievable.
Well, thank you. I'm a little partial, but I appreciate that endorsement on live air. And Mr. Brian Cunningham of the Vero Marine Center and Boat Parade Organizer. Let's talk December 15th. Families can come down, check out the parade. Where can they set up shop and reserve that hour and a half time, give or take, to watch this great parade?
Well, many great places up and down the waterway, from anywhere around the Barber Bridge to around the City Marina, Young's Park, the Coppola Fishing Pier, and the end of Royal Palm Point, where they'll get to see and hear you live.
Yay! And we want more boats to participate. We want them to gussy up for Christmas, add a little centennial twist. How do they register?
They can register online at the Marine Industry Association of the Treasure Coast website, miatc.com, or they can call us at Vero Marine Center at 562-7922, or go to our website. We'll have a link and information from there. But you can go direct to the miatc.com site and do it all right online.
I love a good acronym, right?
And it's free.
And it's free. And
it's exactly
no
right.
cost to
Thank
participate.
You,
go get
it
in the boat parade with your kids and
to your
boat.
Business, to your family. I mean, it's a win-win for everyone, and it just helps to seal the joy of the season, you know?
The city will be involved, the sheriff's department, police department. I can't disclose who the judges are at this point in time. We don't want anybody knowing in advance.
But I'll just
say that everybody in this room knows all the judges, and we've really got a great panel of five judges this time around.
And one more time with the route, too.
Route will start just north of the Barber Bridge, go under the Barber Bridge heading south into the old Rio Mar Channel to go past Quail Valley, back out, and then south a little bit into the Vero Isles Channel and along the face of Young's Park, up along the end of Vero Isles, those homes. Then over to Royal Palm Point, where you'll be stationed, and back out to the ICW Channel, under the bridge again, to the north this time, and then back into the City Marina, into the mooring area, where Bruce keeps his boat, where Sail Moonraker's tied up, and around the judge's reviewing stand, which will be on the fuel dock at the end of the docks at the City Marina.
I love it. So that is Saturday, December 15th.
Correct.
Get involved. Plan to attend.
And Quail Valley on the 12th, we'll be hosting our captain's meeting for all the captains of the boats that are participating. And one tip for those who are participating, if you're going to decorate heavy to one side, the boaters know what I mean, decorate to port, because you'll be going past the judges' reviewing stand with your port side to the dock.
Ha, ha, ha.
So,
that's good to know.
Tricks of the trade there.
Happy holidays, everyone. We'll see you at the boat parade.